Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Alrighty, welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Neely Fuller Jr. and, co-host Mr. Bobby on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. On TalkTainmentRadio.com, I'm Mr. Bobby, the co-host, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. To get to call into the show, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will try to get to those that we as many as I can, and we'll go from there. Let's see here, Mr. Fuller. I was, we were into that question, and then that's the thing about radio. Sometimes you lose the page, and I'm sorry, April, that is gone. And she had two more questions on there. If I could find that, I will, because I wanted to get finished with what she had, to say. So maybe, hope I didn't erase that, Mr. Fuller, because that was... So in the meantime, I'll tell you what, we'll take this question and I'll try to find it. Caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hey, this is Ernest calling again from Ferguson, and still trying to recover with that information you gave me about our ancestors. Brilliant put. It blew my mind. But my question is, along the same lines, what is the code for eating? I know in the code book you said we should drink more water and eat less food. Does that mean we should be fasting, Mr. Fuller?
Well, it just means drink more water and eat less food. Because somebody told me, now I don't even know if it's true or not, but I'm spinning the roulette wheel on that one, because it may not be. Water might be a type of food. It depends on what you want mean by food. That's what I mean by words. It can be tricky. But, I understand that people are made up mostly of water because the entire world is made up mostly of water. So, and people say that one of the healthiest type of flesh that you can eat, if you're going to be a flesh eater, it's best to eat what? Something that comes out of water, something that stays in water most of the time. And what would that be? Some type of fish. They say fish is better than what you call a land animal. That fish for the body of a person is better than what we call meats, like animals, like buffalo, say, or cow. That's beef. These are what you call land animals. They are not known too much to go into water. There are some, buffalo and whatnot, and some type of cows and whatnot, they go into the water a lot, but they don't really, that's not their usual habitat. They spend a lot of time in the water. Elephants like water. Elephants, everything likes water that has breath in it and whatnot, that moves around. You like water. But people have been given a lot of poison water, and the white supremacists definitely have poisoned just about everything that looks like water. I mean, say that soda pop, whiskey, and anything that looks like water or has a watery substance, drink that, but don't drink water, all right? But everything that drinks water. Elephants take in a lot of water. And look at an elephant, hippopotamus, who the hippopotamus, from what I've seen, they like water. They like to get right into it, I mean, and just roll around in it. I mean, you know, muddy water, but water, water, and swim around in it. Even the animals that look like they can't swim, but they can. and so they're in water. So water is very compatible with the body of a person. But the white supremacist says, oh, well, hey, this tastes like water. This ain't nothing but water. Get rid of this. Put some chemicals in it. Put some coloring in it. Put it in a vending machine. Now you're talking. Now I'll sell it to you. And then among a lot of people that they have conquered, they gave them what? Fire water. Hey, chief, take a swig of this. And so this person who is called the Indian chief, he looks at it and says, well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, what it looks like water, but, you know, it's clear or it got a little bit of coloring in it. Say, yeah, but this water is special. It's got fire. This is water like you've never had before, chief. So like a deceiver will do, like somebody who's trying to trick you.
Yes.
The white supremacists, they'll take a little swig of that fire water, they call it. They'll say, see, you know, that tastes good to me. Ah, boy, that tastes good. That's got a nice tang to it. So you take a little taste, chief. It's not going to taste like water. It's going to have a little tang to it. But you just keep at it. You're going to learn to love it. So the chief sat there Thanksgiving Day, whatever you want to call it, and he took a swig. All right, and then another swig, because that's how the white supremacists do.
Yes,
you know, on anything, they do that with sex and everything else. Whatever they're trying to trick you into doing, they'll do it first because they know that's the way to trick people.
Yes,
all right, that's the way to deceive people. They'll do it first and do quite a bit of it. Then they'll have you doing twice as much and three times as much. And what is happening is you wind up drunk before they wind up drunk. That's where the key is. So then the chief, at a certain point, the white supremacists stop drinking that fire water, all right? But the chief is still drinking. And then that's when he tells the chief, sign here. Give me Manhattan, all right? You got a place over there that you call Manhattan? All right, Manhattan is now mine, chief. And you signed it away. You gave it to me on this piece of paper. And the chief say, I don't remember none of that. Say, yeah, you didn't understand my fire water.
Yeah.
But you understand it now that you're sober, but it's too late now.
It's too late.
Get off of my land.
All righty. Let's continue on with April's question, Mr. Fuller. She is saying here on page 307 of the revised expanded edition, she says, of the code book, paragraph 2, it states, quote, there is not, nor should there be any limit with regard to the total number of non-white people that a non-white person chooses to interact with in regards to the aforementioned form of compensatory sexual social intimacy. End of that quote. Mr. Fuller, are you saying there should be no limit to the number of sex partners a non-white person has? And if so, how is this constructive under the system of white supremacy?
Depends on circumstances. Like everything in the code, there should be no limit. That's set by whom? Well, the limits are set by the people themselves, depending on what it is you're trying to do. That's what you go by. See, it's a hypothetical thing that has to do with situations. What is the situation? You might be in a place where that would work and produce the best results. See, it's strictly a hypothetical.
Okay.
It may not apply to most circumstances, but it might apply to some circumstances.
Okay.
See what I mean? Like everything in the code is circumstantial. See, some things you do under some circumstances, you definitely don't do in another circumstance.
Yes, sir.
And that's all through the code. That's what a code is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the plumbing code and the electrical code. You say, well, yeah, that plumbing code will work here in Guatemala, all right, because the weather's hot in Guatemala. But that same plumbing code will not work in the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up there with that plumbing code, your pipes are going to freeze. I mean, and you ain't going to get no liquid
yes.
going through it, and you're going to be in big trouble.
Okay. We're
right.
speaking with Nilly Fuller, and today's topic is the Q&A. And we're train Mr. Fuller, well, at least this is the way I interpret it, is helping us to train ourselves in thinking codification, in particular, think, speak, and act. Everything that I've detected that he said, there's even a code to that into thinking, even the last example we gave speaking and acting. And this is what we are to be focused in on doing. Finally, she says, Mr. Fuller, she says, is there any value in non-white people waiting until marriage to engage in sexual intercourse? Why or why not? Thank you for answering my questions.
Well, it comes down to the definition of marriage. You know, some people used to call it just jumping the broom. That was a marriage. See, so you're, what is marriage? When does marriage start? See, we have to think outside the box, because codification is about definitely thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the white supremacists love to put black people in boxes, you know, and as soon as possible, a box called a coffin, which we are very familiar with. Black people are very familiar with coffins.
Right.
We fill those boxes, I mean, like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and look forward to filling them. So we're kind of thinking outside the boxes, thinking universal. Think, I mean, you know, hey, about all the different millions of stars and planets. Think of all the possibilities that while you're breathing, the things you could be doing that are much better than the things you are doing, the things that are most constructive. That is what you go by in answer to this specific question. What is constructive and what is non-constructive? These are the only two criteria to make everything real simple, because basically codification is simple, because everything is divided into one of two categories. That which is constructive has a constructive effect, in other words, builds up, problem solves, and that which is non-constructive, which is that which sustains a problem or makes a new problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So one of the codification directions is solve problems without making any. So anytime you do anything constructive or in a constructive manner that produces a constructive result, regardless of what people are used to doing, if it produces a constructive result, go with it. If it has a non-constructive result, regardless of tradition and custom, see, because you've got to really watch these traditions and customs. Racism is a tradition and a custom. So people are always saying, hold on to your customs.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old black custom. But you should examine everybody's custom and ask one question. Is it constructive or is it non-constructive? Because there's no such thing as in between. And if it's non-constructive, get rid of it. I don't care how long people have been doing it. I don't care if Grandma Moses or whomever, you know, said this is the thing to do. No. If it has a non-constructive effect, no. That's something you don't do.
Okay.
It's strictly mechanical.
All righty.
It ain't personal, it's business.
All right. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. Wiggins World with Stacey Wiggins, All in the Family with S. Yolanda Robinson, and This is Libby. Now, these shows are exclusive to the TalkTainmentRadio.com family, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on programs, and there is a list of programs that you can sample to see if you really like these programs or if you don't like them. So all you have to do, just go there and do that, and then hit a like or share or subscribe, whatever is there. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Our topic today is really a Q&A with Mr. Fuller, answering or making suggestions to your questions, and we're focusing in on how to think, act, and speak in continually codification or codified way. Think, speak, or act, even when you ask questions here. Mr. Fuller, recently, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has been labeled a racist by many, particularly a lot of white people, black people. He's attacked Al Sharpton and Elijah Cummings. He has even made disparaging comments about the city of Baltimore, only to come to find out that his family or son-in-law, Mr. Kirshner, owns many of the housing units there. I think he called them rat-infested or whatever. What does the code say about, in particular, a person who does that?
Well, you ask questions about what the person is saying. That's the codified way. This is real important, folks. That's why I tried to write a book that says, have a code. Have a code. Everybody should be trying to write code. Not just Neely Fuller. Write code. What is code? Saying the best possible thing that anybody can ever say. I'm not saying that I'm doing it, but I'm trying. The best possible thing about everything that calls for somebody to say something. You want to be the person that stands up and says something that's better than anybody will ever say it in the whole history of the universe, past, present, and future. That should be your goal when you stand up to say anything. I'm going to say it better than anybody can ever say it. It will never be beat. Now, you're not likely to reach that goal, but that should be what you have in mind in doing. You know, we'll Neely Fuller and everybody else is a long ways from doing that. But that should be the way that we think, okay? Because there's a code for everything. There's a best way to do everything, and there's a worst way to do everything. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is.
Yes, sir.
So when Mr. Trump or anybody else says something, first thing you should do is what the code says do, think. And you think about what? Think about what he's saying.
Okay.
All right? Then before you speak, you do that thinking, and then you codify whatever it is you're going to say.
Okay.
All right? So what does the code say how all problems are solved?
Through questions and answers.
Questions and answers. So if I was around Mr. Trump, I wouldn't have a lot of statements to make, and I certainly wouldn't do any name calling. Start calling him names. No. That's not the best way to get things done, according to the code, ever. You don't do any name calling. What you do is ask questions about what is being said. Just like on this program, this is about questions and answers. Questions and answers. This is the way you get things done. So whatever Mr. Trump was saying, if he said rat-infested, rodent, you just write down what he said. Like I have it right here before me. I see the word rodent written. So what did I do? I did this morning, folks. I'm saying this on air. This is what I did this morning. I looked up. Since that was a word that was reported that somebody used, I think it was Mr. Trump, he may have said it.
He did say this.
He said rodent?
Yeah, he said it.
I looked up rodent in a dictionary, not in my word guide because I don't have it in there. And I looked it up. It said squirrels, beavers, and rats. Now, beavers are a protected species in some places. Now, rats are not because there's so many of them. But here in Washington, D.C., we got another rodent. right there in Lafayette Square Park that's been there as long as I've been in Washington, D.C., and that is what? Squirrels. Squirrels are rodents. People used to hunt squirrels and do what? Through the 1940s and 50s, I know for a fact. And in the early 1960s, there were people who went out and hunted squirrels. Yeah. And you know what they would do after they hunted them and found them and killed them?
I believe they ate them.
They ate squirrels. That's a rodent. Those squirrels like you see in the parks now, all right? But they are rodents. A rat is a rodent, and a squirrel is a rodent. And somebody told me a long time ago, in some parts of the world, rats are eaten by people, okay? So, but getting back to just in front of the White House in Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania Avenue, there is a park right across the street that I have visited on many occasions or passed through it or passed by it called Lafayette Square Park. And there are rodents that climb trees and run around and scamper around and look for something to eat and come up to people, I mean, boldly looking for people to give them something to eat, and they are called squirrels. So would you say from that, Mr. Trump or anybody else, Lafayette Square Park, Washington, D.C., a place where everybody comes to visit, is full of rodents? Because you got a park right across from the White House that's always had rodents in it. I've seen them. I have seen them, folks. Now, I don't know if they ran them all off by now since Mr. Trump has said that, but I think you might find some there this morning.
But Mr. Fuller.
Here in 2019. Hello?
But Mr. Fuller, he identified not Washington, but Baltimore. He didn't say nothing about Lafayette Park across the street
from the
White House.
That's why I'm saying about questions.
Okay.
Since a rat is a rodent.
Yes.
And a squirrel is a rodent.
Yes.
Immediately, see, when you use words, words are important.
Yes.
What is a rodent?
Okay.
All right. Also, I've heard another term being used lately. Human being. Just in the last, you know, somebody said something about, Mr. Trump said something about human beings would not live in Baltimore or something. Am I getting that correct?
It was something to that effect.
Got to get it correctly now.
Something to that effect.
I don't want to say anything that somebody didn't say.
Okay.
I mean, code says that is an absolute no-no.
Yes.
Don't ever say that somebody said something that they didn't say.
Yes. All right. Continue.
So you got to be careful.
All right.
But I understand that the term human being has been used by somebody.
Okay. All right.
All right. That human beings wouldn't live in Baltimore. Somebody said that or something. Or they implied that.
Implied. Okay.
Well, now, are you saying in a confine of a city? Now, this is a question. A whole city? And human beings? And then, first of all, what is a human being? Now, I put it in the textbook, human beings don't exist in a system of white supremacy. Now, am I telling the truth, or am I saying something that is false?
Some would say
that. Because what is a human being? A human being is a person that practices, a being in the form of a person.
Yes.
That practices humanity or humaneness. Now, what is humanity or humaneness? It means, for one thing, you have to practice justice in order to be a human being.
Correct.
You can be a being, but you are not human or humane if you don't practice justice.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean by paying attention to detail.
Now, what you're saying is correct, but Mr. Trump specified, you know, and you're sticking with this. He specified a certain city, Baltimore, and made these remarks. You're using all these examples, which is good, but he was specific in his criticism of Baltimore and Elijah coming. I mean, there is no ifs, ands, and buts about it if you want to go by his words. These were words that came out of his mouth.
But he was making accusations.
Okay.
So if a person makes an accusation, the first thing you want to know about this is the accusation true? Not who's saying it. So the accusation was that there is filth in Baltimore and that there are rodents in Baltimore. Well, what I did with my little illustration, there are rodents across the street. Now, I've seen them from the White House. Now, what does that say about the person that's in the White House? If they got rodents running all around for visitors to come and feed and look at and talk about how cute they are, I guess some of them run across the street, Pennsylvania Avenue, and run across the White House lawn. Now, what does that mean? When you have a person in the White House who's talking about rodent infested, but you got squirrels on the White House lawn. But that's what, you know, some people would call a legitimate rodent, but it's still a rodent, R-O-D-E-N-T. So all I'm doing is just asking questions. See, I'm not condemning anybody. I can't. See? And a victim of white supremacists should be very careful about accusing anybody of being anything. Very careful, because we are always accused of this, that, and other. But ask questions about everything. Everything. Ask questions about why. Because through the process of questions and answers, everybody is always taken right where they need to be. And that's a universal law.
Okay.
The process of, like on this program, the process of questions and answers may not take anybody where they want to be, but it'll take everybody where they ought to be. Now, that's code.
Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Ernest from Ferguson again. On question, or page 408 of the code book, it says, if you rearrange the language, you also rearrange the way people think, speak, and act. So my question to you, Mr. Fuller, do we need to get back to our native, our natural, creator-given language in order to speak, think, and act correctly?
Well, I don't know what our native language is. What is our, see, that calls for a question. What is the native language of we, meaning, I guess, non-white people? What is the native language? What is language? I understand that there are thousands and thousands of languages all over the world. So, first of all, what is a language? And then second, I'm talking about questions now, what is a native language? Because it's been my experience that all languages change constantly. In the English language, it certainly changes. Everybody who writes a hip-hop song can tell you that, because they do that. They change the language. People that write what we call hip-hop. At one time, there was no such thing as hip-hop. So hip-hop became a part of a language called the English language. This person would say, well, what is hip-hop? Hmm. What is rap? And say, well, you know, I've heard of people, you know, beating a rap, meaning they've been accused of a crime and whatnot. Is there a new way of looking at the word rap?
Could be. Got to leave it there, Mr. Fuller. We got to take the break. Thank you, caller, for calling in. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Jason, your question, I believe, is coming up next. And more of the Q&A session with Mr. Neely Fuller on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakaki on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Out Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr. And our topic today is basically Q&A with Mr. Fuller. He will answer your questions and answers. We're homing in on codification, learning how to think, speak, and act. Notice, learning how to continually do that. And Margaret and Frank, I just want to say this. Concerning Mr. Trump, the only thing that you can go by is that he said what he said about Baltimore, about Elijah Cummings, and then he added Al Sharpton. You don't have to add to it. Don't take away from it. He said what he said. If there's any questions about it, then you would probably have to ask him for what the interpretation of whatever it is that he said. But he said what he said. That way you stay in the codified lane. Okay, Mr. Fuller, this is from Jason. He said this. Should white people have celebrations and or parties under the system of racism, white supremacy?
No, no celebrations. I say don't celebrate, educate. Now, are you talking about white people or non-white people?
I believe he said white people. I just hit the...
He said white people?
Wait a minute, let me see if I can get it back. He said white people. That's what it is. He said what he said. He said, should white people have celebrations and or parties under this system of racism, white supremacy?
Depends on what they're doing and whether or not it's in support of the system of white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
If it directly or indirectly supports any aspect of the system of white supremacy, nobody should do that. But if it has any aspect of supporting a system of justice, meaning guaranteeing that no person is mistreated, that's number one. And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. These are the only type of parties or celebrations, if you want to call them that, that anybody should be having anywhere on the planet. You don't recommend any type of activities that do not have that as the goal.
Okay.
Period. In other words, you're trying to replace the system of racism with a system of justice, and justice means guaranteeing that every person doesn't get mistreated. No person gets mistreated. And number two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, you can call it a party, an educational ceremony or a gathering or people just getting together, a church or a temple or a mosque or a synagogue or a picnic, whatever term you want to call it. Stand back and look at it and say, does this have anything to do with problem solving in the most constructive manner? Because every move, particularly that black people are involved in, non-white people, and you request of white people, you raise the question, anything that you see anybody doing, and you are told to make a comment about it, if you're going to make a comment, you put it in the form of a question. Is this going to have a constructive result, or is this going to have a non-constructive result? Because there's no such thing as in between.
Okay.
Any time of day or night, anywhere on the planet involving anybody, white or non-white, is either going to produce something that's constructive or something that's non-constructive.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mr. Fuller.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Still learning.
Good, good. Oh, you said this morning that we need to have a code. We need to say something better than what the other person said. While saying that, why did you feel the need to write the code book if we take our religious text, the Bible, the Talmud, the Quran, and those things have good suggestions about how to treat people? My question is, why did you feel the need to write the code book if we had those books already existing?
Oh, this is just an addition, an extension to anything that is of constructive value. People have asked me, well, Fuller, that book that you have, is that the whole code? And I give him the logic, him or her, the logical answer. It's no such thing. The answer is no. It's no such thing as a whole code until all problems are solved in the most constructive manner. Then you have a whole code. Not 1 minute before. Every problem on the problem, every problem on the planet, and every problem in the known universe has been solved in the best possible manner with the best constructive, the most constructive result that anybody can ever conceive of. You don't have a whole code. So right now, we don't have much of a code for anything that's working. And people will say, well, these codes exist on paper, but see, it's got to exist in reality. Just something written down as a guide, and the guide is not being followed, doesn't exist until it is followed. So it means absolutely nothing. It's just people going through motions. Well, I got the Bible, I got the Quran, I got the Talmud, I got all the religious writings, I got all the Hindu scriptures, I got all the Buddhist writings, I got everything that Confucius ever said. I got it on my shelf. All right. Is every problem solved in the most constructive manner in the entire universe as we know it? And if the answer is no, then you don't have nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, all this stuff don't mean nothing, including all the Neely Fuller stuff. It means nothing. Nothing means anything until it gets done. Now, people that play football understand that and all like that. We understand that when it comes to sports. Like, what did the coach say? I think it's Vince Lombardi. He said, winning is everything, or something to that effect. Like, running up and down the field, which is what people, everybody's going around saying, I got the solution to this, but people won't listen to me. Somebody said that to me one day. They say, Fuller, I got the solution to the race problem, I just can't get these black people to listen to what I got to say. I say, then you don't have the solution. Because in order to have the solution, the problem is solved. That's the only way you prove you got the solution to anything. Walking around talking about you got the solution in theory. Theory means absolutely nothing until it's put into practice, including everything that Neely Fuller wrote.
Oh.
That's why I put that last word in the title. What is it? Concept.
Concept.
I have a concept. I'm not sure that this will work. It doesn't, you know, like Mr. Vince Lombardi said, you know, hey, it ain't over till it's over. Some football
like that,
coach
yeah.
said that. Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, 99.5 won't do. I've heard preachers say that.
Yes.
Hey, you know, if you're supposed to make 100 yards on this run and you made 99.5 yards, but you didn't make the 100, you didn't do nothing.
Well, let me make this.
That's the way codification is.
Okay.
You don't get paid for effort, period.
Hmm.
You get the job done or else.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and it is at this specific time that we have Mr. Fuller address his book. Mr. Fuller?
Yes. You can get my little quote-unquote 2 cents of ideas of a concept for solving the race problem, which is my goal, by going to producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is the method for ordering the basic textbook, which is the only thing that's up there now. I'm trying to get the original back up there and the word guide that came out in 2010. Words are very important because that's what is in a book. Words. Words are supposed to mean something. What do words supposed to mean? Problem solving. Every word, anytime you pick up a book and read words in a book, those words are supposed to help you to think about solving a problem one way or another, small or large, or that book shouldn't even been written. It should not have even been written. No book should be written except with the intention of solving problems without making any. Every book that anybody ever writes should be for that purpose. When you close that book after having read it, and it didn't help you to solve a problem that needed solving, that was what you might call a worthless book. Because every book that everybody writes anywhere in the universe should be about how to solve a problem without making any in the most constructive manner. Otherwise, that book should be listed as a book that is worthless. Worthless than what? Than a book that helps you to solve problems. Because if it didn't help you to solve a problem. So this book is designed to help people who are victims of racism, I hope, to solve the problem of racism by doing what? Replacing the system, the entire system of racism as an individual person. You do your thing. That's what the book is supposed to be trying to do. To solve the problem of racism by ending racism and replacing it with a system of justice. If the book doesn't help an individual person to do that, my book, Neely Fuller's book, is worthless. Worthless than what? Than all the books and suggestions and the things, the speeches that people make that best help to get the job done. But since nobody's done the job yet that I know of, because I'm familiar with the problem, but I'm not familiar with the job, with the problem being solved. I don't think anybody is, because I say the problem hasn't been solved. If the problem had already been solved, wouldn't be any need for my book. But the whole idea is for this book, by going to producejustice.com, to get rid of racism and then get rid of everything that is incorrect in people, and then go further than that, establish through that process universal man and universal woman, rather than have what we have now on this planet, and that is racist man and racist woman and their victims. This planet that we have been given needs to have more than that. We need to show that we appreciate this planet that we have been given better than we have been shown that appreciation. We got this thing called racism that dominates everything that people do, and it has poisoned everything in people do that people do on this planet. And it needs to come up with a better system, and that better system would be to replace racist man and racist woman with universal man and universal woman, in the form of all people of whatever color or non-color doing the correct thing by each other all the time. That should be the ultimate goal. But we don't have that now. We just got racists and their victims. And that's a shame on everybody. A shame on all of us. Both the people who are practicing racism and us, myself included, who are victims of it, and we're not getting rid of this mess expeditiously in the most efficient manner, and coming up with a formula that should have existed in the first place that is compatible with the best that there is possibly can be among the people of this universe, rather than these death worshipers like the white supremacists. They love death, and they teach everybody else to love death and not life, the victims. We, non-white people, we black people, we worship death. That's why we'll gather to a funeral faster than we'll gather to anything other than a rock concert or something that's going to lead to somebody dying, all right? But we have been taught that by the white supremacists. Death is a wonderful thing. A 9mm is better than a person breathing. What kind of nonsense is this? But the white supremacists will worship that 9mm like a god and tell us to do the same thing. Excuse me for digressing, but that's what the book is all about. I hope I'm not digressing. I'm explaining what the book is all about, getting rid of all this garbage and coming up with some food for humanity that will last forever. Universal man, universal woman. You can get it by going to producejustice.com. I hope it might be one or two things in there we can use to send us along this journey.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, can I be heard? Yes, can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have a question about a work-related issue. So a store manager told me, he said, well, we really like you, but if you don't pick your pace up, then we might have to let you go. And so I know words are very tricky, but just going over that, them saying we like you, but if you don't pick up the pace, we might have to let you go. And I was hoping that you could help me to interpret that and to be able to respond in a codified manner. Thank you.
Oh, you have been asked to do something. That's tailor-made for the code. Code is about doing something. You have been asked to do something. What were you asked to do, sir? Pick up the pace. Is that correct?
Yes.
What you do is say, I want details of how to, quote, unquote, pick up the pace. Whatever that is. You just want an explanation for how do you go about doing that? How? How does anybody go about doing it? Not just you. How would they go about picking up the pace if they were doing what you're doing? Could they pick up the pace? These are questions. See, the question mode. Don't argue. You're not in an arguing position, and you shouldn't be. You should never be in an arguing position. You don't have arguments with anybody. You ask questions. Questions lead to what you might call civil conversations and problem solving. So the problem here is, apparently, there is something called a pace that you have not picked up. So how, ma'am, do I go about picking up the pace? And so this pace that they want you to pick up, now if it means, evidently it means you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, or that you should be doing something that you're not doing. It's not two ways to go with it. You're doing something you shouldn't be doing, or you should be doing something that you're not doing. Then the question is, not them just telling you, because this is under labor in the code, because they'll tell you to pick up the pace, but you want to know how. And now, that's the next thing you want to know, is how. And the third thing, and here is the thing that's really important, you want somebody to demonstrate how that pace is picked up. This is extremely important for everybody who's listening to this program today, where jobs are concerned. You always want someone who knows how to pick up that pace or whatever it is you're asked to do. You want it demonstrated exactly how it's done, the exact way that it's done. And then, not only after it's demonstrated, you want to do it just the way that they told you to do it while they stand there and watch. And not only the way they told you to do it, but the way they demonstrated that it is done. So that they can say they did what? That's what you call due process. Due process means go about doing everything the correct way. That's what due process means. That's constitutional requirement in the Northwestern Hemisphere. Due process, Fifth Amendment to a constitution. So they show you, not just tell you, but they show you how it's done by having somebody do it. And now let's say if the person who they have do it has been doing it for 30 years, but they just started you to doing it this morning. Now a question comes up. That person that you just had do that, who's been doing it for 30 years, did they do it that way 30 years ago when they first did it? Did they pick up that pace? The first time they did it, they had that same pace they had 30 years later? And see if they'll lie or tell the truth. All right? That's why that demonstration is important. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Explanation. Thanks. I'll take that into account. Now, just that last part about we might have to let you go. How do you take that?
How the last part about what?
The manager said we might have to let you go. How do you take that?
Oh, you take that meaning they're going to fire you.
Okay.
That's what that sounds to me.
I'm sorry,
so
I have to.
That's why I say that you emphasize what it is they want you to do.
Okay.
See, because if you do what they want you to do, they don't have probable cause to fire you.
I'm sorry, I have to cut it off. The music is on.
Yes, sir.
Call back next week, caller. I am so sorry, but the music is on. TalkTime@radio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening, and we'll all see you next week. Sorry about that, caller.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.